Y'all, this is early morning show.
Don't tell me what time it is.
It is early.
They don't need to know our lives.
You know, I was just thinking, y'all, we are busting out these Love is Blind. Poodle's going to need a good fucking after this.
Not after this, but after this all this is all over.
Yeah.
After we finish all over this my series.
Maybe it'll make you believe in love again, because watching Damien and Gigi or Jessica and fucking Mark make you think people are idiots.
Watching
and love
these
is dead.
Basic motherfuckers, I feel like anybody can make it.
Anybody.
If they can fall in love, it's fine.
Hey, hobo one jerking off hobo number two.
You know, that's beautiful. That's an expression of their love.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
It's
90 Day Gays presenting Love is Blind.
All right.
Y'all, this is episode six. Otherwise known as When Shit Starts to Hit the Fan.
I'm not even going to say
like yet. That Tammy Faye Baker documentary with puppets. Then the shit hit the fan. Anyway.
Y'all, I'm Matt, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I'm Jake, a.k.a. Poodle.
We should figure another way to say a.k.a. I don't really like it. It makes it feel like we're deviants or like we're under arrest, like police are looking for us.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Kind of sounds dangerous.
Okay, that's a better way to phrase it.
Everyone uses AKA.
Now I'm into it. Oh, God. How many iced coffees is that for you?
This is just an iced Americano.
How many?
This is just one. I needed it. Trust me.
This is your first.
You prefer me with this.
This is your first one today?
It's my second cup of coffee. I only have one cup of coffee in this. If I start talking fast, watch the fuck out.
Watch the fuck out. All right, well,
Yo,
let's jump into this.
We're at a farewell brunch.
But you are still
My voice
squeaky.
Is still squeaky, by the way.
And oh, yeah.
So I sound just like Jessica.
Just like
what
Jessica.
What's happening?
And just to remind everybody, we're going to be doing our live show on Crowdcast.
On Friday.
Friday.
At 5 p.m. Pacific.
Discord can go fuck itself from the gaming
Discord.
Coder that somebody wrote.
Y'all, they need like, all they do is jerk off all day on it.
We don't get it. It's confusing.
Cut to us using Discord about 3 months down the road and being really happy with it.
And really happy with it. But right now, we're using Crowdcast, which is four times as much the money, but it's
Crowdcast, and it's very easy, you guys.
That's why.
I promise.
It's for old people like us who don't understand what...
There was a woman on the Sissy Squad saying, you know, I'm an analog girl in a digital world.
That's the
that
truth.
That is the fucking truth. Me
you
too,
know,
bitch.
If you're you send us an email, analog girl, we're going to send you a shirt. We deserve
okay.
it. Maybe. I don't know. We have merch. Might not happen. We don't have time. All right, let's go.
I want to talk about that. So we're leaving today to go back to our lives.
A farewell brunch.
And everyone's like, first of all, if you've ever been at a farewell brunch with a table full of 12 people, you're going to wish you're dead. Because you're next to, unless you're next to like three people who are good time, if you're at the end of the table and you're with that one person who's not talking, you're miserable.
Well, we should clarify. This is not gay or drag queen brunch. That's everything.
No, that's fun.
That's fun. Nobody does, because you're just talking shit about people
yeah,
at gay
brunch.
Yeah, those are
good. Yeah, everyone's like, ooh, did you hear the tea at this?
Yes, this brunch, however, I've never heard the word amazing said so many times in a basic way.
And 80% of them were by Amber.
Yeah, this brunch is amazing. This breeze is amazing. Barnett's cock is amazing.
And they're all ready to like, they're all ready to go back. No one, unless you've been in Cancun, well, you know what? They've been like sequestered from
yes.
their family.
We're recording, just checking.
Oh, Jesus. And they don't have their phones. So that's probably the one
mm-hmm.
reason. And they miss their basic dogs. So they're all ready to introduce the guys to their families.
Mm-hmm.
And Amber, of course, my favorite, is that bitch at the table is like, guys, I just got the most deja vu right now.
You know, sometimes I'm that bitch.
Maybe.
So I can't judge her.
But my thought was, yeah, you all had breakfast together yesterday. It was just like this. It was just like this, except there weren't cameras.
Just like this. Literally. Yeah. The same. Because these hotels
and
only,
the holograms of Vanessa Lachey.
They only have like one place you have breakfast in the morning. Because
no,
in Mexico.
They've done this every morning.
Yeah, I'm saying it's literally the same place.
Yeah.
You're right. It's so true.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Vanessa and Nick Lachey.
Lachey's pop up.
Materialized.
Materialized. Basically, in case you didn't watch the show, just to give you what's happening now. They're going to move into so they're all from Atlanta, or at least we did, or they're somewhere, I guess.
They are not maybe all originally from Atlanta, but they all currently reside probably within the Atlanta metroplex, an hour to 2 hours, you know.
Yes. So
that's not something they told us, though, guys.
They didn't.
It was very confusing.
It was, because they're like, I'm from Chicago. Oh, you're Chicago. Whatever.
Well, they have to say that now, because that way, because they all moved to Atlanta. It's like when people ask us where we're from, do we say L.A.?
I never said
I'm an actor in L.A.
No, I say I'm from Oklahoma, but I live in
Long Grove, Oklahoma.
I live in Los Angeles.
And someone just says, that sounds sad.
It's true. It's true.
Lone Grove, y'all.
Yeah, it's like anytime Jake says, I'm from Pickens, South Carolina, black people just say, I don't feel safe.
That's true.
That's true.
That's actually true.
That's true.
Y'all, that's why I never say where the town I'm from, because the name is Pickens, and it's been made fun of a lot. Now, Pickens is a lovely place to grow up. We have a lovely old-style Main Street.
If you're a white person.
If you're a white person.
Yeah.
That's very true.
If you're a white straight person.
Yes.
There
yes,
we go.
It's a lovely place to raise a family if none of them are black or LGBT.
But it's great.
God help you otherwise.
God help you otherwise. Anyway, they're moving into a neutral home. They're going to be able to get their phones back and all that kind of stuff. But they're moving to a place that neither of them had lived. But they're going to be
all living in the same apartment complex, which is kind of like a dorm.
It basically is a dorm. And then can we go into the Lachey monologue? Are we ready for that?
I think we're ready.
So the Nick and Vanessa Lachey, y'all, apparently the poet laureate for 2019 is working on this show now.
She had to do this so many times in front of camera.
So many times. This is a very moving speech about love. And so
you're going to have.
Would you like to play the role of Vanessa?
Yes.
Y'all, this is a 90 Day Gaze. Love is Blind Theater.
And scene. Guests, you all have made it this far.
This is going to be the best marriage ever in the history of marriages.
I mean, have you heard about, like, think of the famous couples, Bonnie and Clyde. Think about Cleopatra and Seton Mark Anthony.
Bert and Ernie.
These are people who have made it work under extreme circumstances, and they really became strong and they succeeded.
But are they enough? Are you enough?
Love, blind. Blind.
Blind.
Yeah, this whole idea.
Insane.
I always said this is the beginning of like the people when Star Trek would go to a strange planet and everyone would be living really happily. And like, it's wonderful here. Everyone lives in harmony. And you know that's not true.
It's not true.
Because by the end of it, everyone's going to be in chains and like a strange blue woman is going to be doing like, a lap dance on you.
Yeah, exactly. I think that happened in Avatar in the deleted scenes.
And then someone's going to get shot with a phaser and Bones is going to say, damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
Sorry, I like Star Trek.
I did too. And we've been busy doing this shit, but I need to watch Picard.
I need to watch Picard.
Ugh. It's supposed to be good, y'all. It's so
good. Anyway, all this garbage, let's move on to the people.
Come at us if shitty CBS reeled you in with Picard and the good fight. Whew. Anyway.
Picard is supposed to be unbelievable.
I know. All right. So they do their little thing. Y'all, they're back home. They're in ATL. Kelly's in San Diego. So
for 2 days,
that.
The only thing I wrote about them was, Kelly's in San Diego for 2 days.
That literally is all I wrote about Kelly and Kenny.
And then Godspeed. Mayonnaise is just there at the house for a while.
Wait, are Kelly and Kenny even at the party at the end? They weren't.
No.
They weren't even there.
I didn't miss them.
Kelly was like, y'all, I've got to work. Kenny's like, hey, guys, I've got a spreadsheet I got to work on. I can't be there.
He's got to work on this month's sales numbers.
Yeah, you have fun doing beer pong.
I bet he's in sales, and I bet you anything he works at a car lot. He just feels that way to me. Not in a bad
Maybe.
Way. I think they are both good people. I just think they don't belong on a show where they tried to create dramatic characters. They're like, I'm telling you, they are
they're not reality
restaurant
show people.
Oatmeal. They are, you're like, what do I feel like? You know, nothing to really bother my stomach. Something nice. I'll get some oatmeal.
And you know, honestly, I bet Lauren and Cameron are probably even more that. I wonder if they're pushing this.
They're a little perfect
narrative, though, of her meeting his parents.
They are.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I think.
She's a little quirkier
than
either of them.
They're the first, actually, so we can just talk about them.
Yeah.
I thought about that. Although we are shocked that, wait a minute. So Lauren is back together with Mark, and she's wearing the ring when we just had the conversation.
Jessica.
Or Jessica.
God, am I going to have to correct you every time? At least you said Mark and not Mike.
Yes. Yes, every time.
We're not on them yet.
Anyway, it's just upsetting.
Oh, yeah, we are. Maybe we're not. Where am I?
I don't know. I'm just saying when they get back, they're on.
Oh, yeah, we are. We can talk about Jess and Mark.
Sure.
Because that's the first scene.
Yeah.
So they call Jessica's mom, and she had, of course, the only thing they have going for them is...
I'm like a gay who can't get comfortable on this
couch.
That's
me. In a
y'all, we sat here for 5 hours yesterday, and we're going to be here for 8 hours today. I just need a sit and spin and a man to work me over.
Well, I'm going to opt out of that, so I'm going to sit back and watch you...
I sit a man. You're fine.
Point taken.
Anyway, I'm sorry, Jessica and Mark.
The only thing, and Jessica's talking to her mom, she's like, yeah, and he loves Italian beef. Can you believe it? So, and I wrote down, Italian beef is the only thing keeping them together right now.
That is.
Which may also be what she calls her cooter.
That she's holding over him from him.
Which he'll never get to
he'll
see.
He'll never, like he doesn't even probably get like, I bet index and middle finger don't even get to go to... Don't even get to go to the Pink Valley.
The Enchanted Kingdom.
The Enchanted Kingdom of the Pink Folds.
The White Mountains.
The White Mountains.
That's a really good YA novel. You can take a look at that.
That is a good YA novel. R.L. Stein branched out into erotica. A lot of people don't know.
Stein.
he went by B.J. Stein for those novels.
Was R.L. Stein a man or a woman?
I don't know. I'm assuming Arl Stein actually was a man.
Really?
I want to say yes.
They really understood women well, I feel like. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't remember those books.
Now that I look back, I'm like, it should be a woman because I read so many of those.
There was the Goosebumps, right? That was him.
Yeah.
Him or her. Them. Those. They. Anyway. I was more interested in Anna Karenina.
I mean, the fact that you're alive here breathing and some young boy who played football named Ridley didn't beat the shit out of you, I don't understand. Anyway.
So they're visiting Mark's house. Who stays out with his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. First of all, this, you know, I'm just to bring this up again because it gets kind of swept under the rug. Jessica's 34. And someone on the Sissy Squad went, Jesset 34 Ica. And that's how I'm always going to see it in my head.
I love that as well. I also loved, I've got to say, what did I see? I'm going to bring this up because it's worth repeating. Oh, fuck. It was just here. There, you guys, we have a situation in the Sissy Squad, by the way.
What is it?
It is. We have one of our sissies named Jessica is starting a petition for Jessica to change her name because she is fucking with the name Jessica for everyone, and they are upset. They are so. It's
so like we're afraid that it's gonna be like she's such a Jessica after this.
Yes, I can't find her last name, but
we have several of them.
We have several. So Jessica, just so y'all know, my first girlfriend was a Jessica. We
can
still
see
love
how
you.
That turned out.
Yeah, but she's sweet. She's not basic at all. We love y'all, and we appreciate you.
I feel bad for y'all because you're dealing with a really, really bad mar on your name, not your last name. Like, it's marring your name.
Yes, it's probably the way we feel about gay people in Carlton.
It's true.
Where we're like, oh, God. Anyway.
It's the way I feel about little boys named Jake, because there's so many of them that I'm afraid it's going to be basic now.
You're like fucking lemmings.
I know.
So many
there's
Jakes.
A lot of little boys named Jake. My mom named me Jake. It was not popular.
Well.
Because she's like, ugh. She's like, everyone's named Jake these days. I hate it, Jay Bird.
She's basic before her time.
Well, boy, talking about someone who didn't ever want to be basic, my mother. My mother's like, I want my boys to have unique names.
Jake and Lucas are very common names.
Lucas is not a common name.
Well, actually, he goes by Lucas.
Yep.
That I don't know as many. I know a lot of Lukes.
Jake is not a common name for someone who is my generation.
Ooh, I knew a really hot Luke in high school.
Talk about common names. Look at the mirror.
Oh, no, I never said anything. But, ooh, that Luke was so hot. You know, Mrs. Word, who was remember I told you I had Mrs. Word, a teacher who was actually.
Her name was Word?
Yes, remember, because she was Mrs. Word, but she was my math teacher. Isn't that ironic? Anyway.
These stories aren't real.
No, it's true. And then her daughter, who was saying in Oklahoma Kids, now owns the house that Rue McClanahan is from and does a bed and breakfast in Ardmore, Oklahoma. You can go stay in Rue McClanahan's childhood home. But anyway.
Are there people who travel there just to stay in it? I bet you there are gay men who do that.
Yeah, like three. And then her brother Luke, he was kind of like Cameron, really quiet, redhead, really quiet, kind of tall. He was like really broad-shouldered.
Luke Word?
Yes, he was so hot. You know, he's dead now.
Okay.
He is. He died like 5 years ago. Aneurysm. Just went. Isn't
Y'all,
that sad?
This is the way all Southern stories end.
All Southern stories go. It's the truth.
I told this
I'm going to say a prayer for him tonight.
Did I tell you, I think I mentioned we were going to do the podcast, but I think I forgot. My cousin Karen. Yes, her name was
Karen.
You
did talk about Karen.
Okay.
But I don't remember if it was on 90 Days or on Patreon.
And my mother, you know, your
just
parents.
Just tell it again
your
now.
Your parents always tell you when someone's died.
Always.
But it's never the first thing they say. You know so-and-so, blah, 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 had the blah, blah, blah
Get
down
to
the
all
road.
Of it.
Had the Datsun that went go up and down the street, that gray Datsun.
Mm-hmm.
She's dead.
Yep.
No, my Aunt Karen, my cousin Karen, I'm sorry. Married a guy. Anyway, she had two husbands, and they both died, and like tragically. And everyone's like saying, you know, she was with her boyfriend for a while. She's like, y'all should get married. But his family was conservative, you know, so they wanted to have a good marriage. And she's like, nope, I'm not marrying another one. And they got married last year. He up and died this year.
Really?
Yes.
Bless.
It's awful.
Karen's done.
I know. And my mom's like, she's strong.
She's strong.
I guess you have to be.
My dad.
All you can do is laugh, y'all. That's all you can do in this case.
My dad's wife does that. She'll say, hey, Matt, do you know Kevin Courtney's kin? And I was like, who? She's like, you know, he's kin to the Riggs. Then he's kin over to the Tyler. And then he's kin over to the Smiths. And I'm like, there's
it's
so
a,
many
it's a
kins.
Long story. And you're like, what's this going to happen?
Come at us if your parents talk about people's kin.
We talk about it. Yep.
It's a big deal. Anyway, sorry. Sidetrack.
Someone's always dead.
Sorry, y'all. This is already more interesting than Mark and Jessica's conversation.
Anyway, she's going after him. She's finding every bit she can to needle him. She's like, brown on brown on brown? What do you mean?
She walks into his bedroom.
She's like, beanbag chair.
And she's the only person not looking at those sheets, not singing, brown chicken, brown cow.
That's a callback.
That's a callback.
again, this woman said, where's your brown chicken, brown cow dress? We didn't know that was a country song.
We didn't know.
I still believe that this woman really thinks it's brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, and we played it on this Patreon, didn't we? I think we did.
Maybe we did.
We don't know what we've done. We
don't
know
what
where
day
we
it
are.
Is.
We know nothing. I just want to say, Mark's apartment looks like so many beginnings of the gay porns I've seen, including the big Bud Light bottles.
That's true.
I mean, think about it.
There's two bros hanging out.
This is guywithsweatpants.com or like fratbrosfucking.net.
Or Fraternity X. Y'all, oh, don't Google that at work.
Don't do
whatever you do.
FraternityX.io. That's some shit. You think it's information.
If it's .io.
It's like a freaky deaky.
There's
app.
No service. They're not service organizations.
They're
not service in one way, but
anyway, they talk with his roommates how cool he is, and Jessica starts, as Poodle pointed out, just telling his friends how she has no time for anything, including someone she's dating.
I work 70 hours a week.
I work 70 hours a
week. Okay. Let's think about how many hours a week that is. How many hours a day? So if you work 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's 70 hours a week.
So if you work, let's say, 5 days a week,
that's 15 hours a day. Is that right? I need a calculator.
Something tells me Jessica doesn't work that long.
Yeah, and if she does, what about that poor dog of hers?
Exactly.
Does someone walk that dog?
She just gets the dog drunk.
Later on,
we'll see.
That dog drinks because it's lonely.
It's lonely. It's true.
It's and true. After it had that wine, it was like.
I just want to, y'all, I don't know if we've ever done this on the Sissy Squad.
Uh-oh.
Or in our Gatreon.
I recall it when I hear this.
But I know we don't solicit things, but we do. Can we start a prayer chain for the people that work at Jessica's tech firm? Because they hate her.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
Everyone who works with
work.
Her hates her.
Like, there is some young tech kid named Curtis.
She's the Karen at her work.
She's
Karen.
She always makes him feel a little bit uncomfortable because she's kind of flirty with Curtis.
Yeah.
And she always says, I barely can do email. Yep. I don't get it. Like, Slack makes no sense to her.
Curtis doesn't get the worst. The women at her workplace get it the worst.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Jeannie, who works right underneath her, who's probably her assistant, probably sits in at home with a loaded gun in a chair every night.
And there's probably like a kind of like a hip lesbian coworker named Ruth, who gets offended every time Jessica says, oh my God, I could be a lipstick lesbian, right?
No,
because you know
we would not have you.
Because you know Jessica says that.
Jessica's kissed a lot of girls.
She's kissed a lot of girls and thinks that she's like 10%
cool.
gay, but she's actually not.
She's 98% basic.
And 2% whore.
2% Italian beef.
2%
low fat. So, y'all, the big thing his roommates dish on Mark for is, y'all, you know, what's one thing? What's my problem with Mark? You know what? I guess that he has problems washing big dishes. He'll put everything else in the dishwasher. What a fucking criminal.
He's an abomination.
They can't think of anything. And then Jessica's like, I'm not doing your laundry.
I'm not doing that.
I don't ever do laundry. I don't do my
I don't
own laundry.
Do my own
I send
laundry.
It out.
I don't have
out.
Time to do laundry. Like, Curtis has to take it to the spin dry place for me. And then Jeannie folds it, but she doesn't do a good job. So I'm gonna.
And I tell her on a daily basis.
Every day.
Y'all, this bitch is see you next Tuesday at work.
Yeah. I tried to slack her about it, and it didn't work, and I think they're against me. It's prejudice.
She's also thinking that everyone is
paranoid. Against
everyone
her.
Hates her. Yeah. Oh, God, I hate her. I hate her so much. She's right.
It's true.
Moving on to Cameron and Lauren. They're eating Greek food, and then they're talking about their pet peeves, too. A producer has just given a question to everyone.
Yes, it's true.
To start some dialogue, because this is going to a snail's pace.
And again,
the whole show.
Lauren doesn't want him to use her toothbrush. Okay, that's fine.
I can get it. I've used someone's toothbrush. It's not doesn't make me like freak out.
I've done it on accident. It doesn't make me freak out either. But
yeah, I've like
don't pull over.
I've like been don't like sleeping over. With someone and I've used their toothbrush, but I've washed it out really well.
Y'all,
does that help?
If you're gay, I mean, we do stuff with assholes. So, like, we literally can't.
All in a day.
You just lick somebody's butt for 20 minutes, and then you don't want to use their toothbrush. Like, come on.
There's all other standards.
Yeah, but my boyfriend, he's very persnickety about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've actually said to him in the middle of a fight about it, You lick my asshole. That's what gays do.
I don't ever want to hear you say making that personal again. But anyway. Okay. Don't ever do that again. So it's hard to find pet peeves. He doesn't really have any. She doesn't like to hear people chew.
Ricky Darting didn't like that. Oh.
Y'all on our sissy squad, y'all have mouth issues with things with mouth issues. So I'm not going to make anything.
It's true.
Clicking sounds with my mouth. I'm not even using a cough drop for y'all.
Not even using a cough drop. And so, I mean, that's basically it. So
they go
to
see his house.
They go to see his house.
Which is lovely.
Well, they see her house first, actually.
Yeah, and hers is very put together. She's a content creator, so she's got her...
That means she's a social media person,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, that's exactly what it means. That means. We're content creators.
We are. She's social media. She lives in a cute little one-bedroom place, and then his place is this gorgeous home that's kind of empty, just ready
and
for...
And I was like, so when do I move in?
Ready for kids. I get... This is the first time... That, I mean, it's very sweet because he loves her, but you're right.
He's like, always got his hand on the smaller back.
Always touching her. And I get it. Not in a powerful, but like he's obsessed with her. But I get like, a part of me does worry, is this going to be too much? It's a lot coming at you.
And I understand how women can be triggered by being, it's a power dynamic thing.
Yes.
Where they're always trying to like, kind of like push her to some place or he's always like guiding her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's his way.
I don't think it is either, but
I consider her. I can see people having issues with that. So yeah, this is a big house. She's like, looks like a frat house, and it kind of does. And for a minute, my TV went.
Oh God!
And then I saw what happened in the house before he lived there.
Oh wow.
Like a time machine that kind of, we kind of went black and white.
Because a lot of people don't know, Barnett lived there when he was in college.
I know. And people, who knew?
People didn't know that. Even Cameron doesn't even know that he.
And Barnett's like, hey, let's play some beer pong, y'all.
And Barnett's hanging out with like a bunch of bros.
Cody.
And
his best friend, Cody, and Rob.
And Rob.
And Good Time Rob. Y'all love, I love Good Time Rob.
And this really hot football player named Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson.
James Jackson.
So Jackson is like, y'all, if I make this little beer pong, y'all all got to suck my dick. And they're like,
I'm not going to do that. Bro, I'm not going to do that. That's fucked up.
He makes it, and everybody's like, no, I'm not doing it. No, and Jackson's like, a deal's a deal.
And Barnett says, I'm a man of my word, y'all.
And then goes over there, and he's sucking it, and they all like, how is that dick, Barnett?
He's like,
pretty good.
Pretty good. Tastes better than Pudentang.
And then they all like, fall in it like baby kittens trying to go on an udder.
Yes. Yes, kind of like, or the way like penguins just fall off a cliff into a sea. And then, this is why Cameron doesn't remember this, but Cameron was actually used to being some freaky deaky shit, and he comes out of he's standing up on a dolly, and this young, cute frat guy, who's not really cute, his name's Patrick, he just rolls out, Cameron's standing naked on a dolly, blindfolded with an erect penis.
Uh-huh.
And so they just, Cameron just dolly fucks them all. So Barnett, So Barnett doesn't even know he's had sex with Cameron.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Anyway, but then they lost the house because they had a party and the police kicked them out. And then like three people lived there. And then Cameron bought it. It's full circle.
Then he bought it cheaper because they found a dead girl in there. Yeah. So.
And the circle, it goes up and down. And the painted ponies go round. There you go.
It's all full circle.
Round and round and round in the circle jerk game.
Yes, everyone loves the circle jerk game.
It's true.
So we found out that he's been in love before, and but it kind of hurt him. But he's like, but now I'm not concerned with you.
Well, he also he said it hurt him because there was questions and things that were just not right, and he doesn't have any of that with Lauren.
Yeah. Y'all, we must protect them at all costs. If they break up, I'm going to be, we're going to go into a period of national mourning.
National.
I will be distraught. No one can make
Poodles
it work.
Almost cried to them like three times already.
I consistently have. Can we talk about Amber and Barnett?
Yeah, not really a lot happened to them, but sure.
No. She's like, we're gonna tell people we're engaged. I got to put a tracker on your ring. She says these irrational things, y'all. Part of me thinks she would do it.
It's
if he ever cheats on her, she's going to kill him.
She'll kill him. It's probably good that Amber doesn't have a place, because I bet her and Gigi both, but I bet her apartment would be so messy. I bet there's shit everywhere.
Just like Playtex boxes everywhere.
Everywhere. Clothes everywhere. Makeup just all over, because you know she likes makeup. Now, something that she does do, which... we're going to talk about this. I mean, Jessica does it too, but in a really fucked up gaslighting way. And we'll get to that later. But I asked Poodle, I'm like, what are people's financial situations? Like, they're getting married. So actually, that's the part I liked about Amber and Barnett, that she actually, we forget he's an engineer, even though he's a frat guy. He's an engineer and he has his shit together.
And he has his own job. She basically told him in a very honest way.
That's the reason that makes me kind of like her. She's like, you know what? This is me, whereas Jessica doesn't.
I'd like to actually do this as a Love is Blind theater. I'll play the role of Amber and you'll be
Barnett.
Now it's going to give me dirty thoughts about Barnett seeing that secret scene.
Mm-hmm. Hi, babe.
So I guess I should tell you,
so
you know,
pretty.
You're just so magical, and I should
tell you that he's nipples.
Like, and you know, like we talked about before, like my home situation is like, mm-hmm. I'm kind of between homes right now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like couch surfing and you know, I basically have an average credit score. It's average.
It's average.
450. It's average.
That's
anyway.
That's really.
I also
bad,
I only have
babe.
One. I only have one credit card. But it's my makeup card.
What?
It's my makeup card. You know, makeup's expensive.
But.
I know,
but
right?
Why would you?
And really, it's interesting because I don't really know how to do it very well.
do you know how to grocery shop even?
And then I've got some student loan debt, like $48,000. And I didn't really, how do you say it, quote fingers, but graduate.
You don't have the degree.
No. And I didn't really pay it. I haven't really been paying into it. Isn't it funny? Anyway. I'm one of those people, you know, like, I don't live to work. I work to live. So isn't that cool? Isn't it cool we found each other?
Should we just fuck?
And scene. Y'all, she gave away everything.
But this is why I kind of respect her for it. Amber is crazy, but Amber is who she is. She's not perfect, and she puts it out there.
I will say this about her.
I respect her for that.
I don't know if she's aware that those would be red flags to a lot of people.
I think she is. I think that's why she's bringing that up now, because I think we'll see some people probably will get fucking married and probably still won't talk about their debt.
That's probably true. Like, Damien has barely talked about anything.
Yes. And like, you know, Kelly and Kenny, they've had fucking spreadsheets out. That's probably why they couldn't go to the ping pong party. They're like, we have to talk about our savings.
Dave,
I don't even know what's in his 401k.
On day one, they're talking about how the funeral arrangements are going to
work. Oh, for sure. For sure. Which is so hot to me. So hot to me now.
So should we talk about, there was one more thing with Jessica and Mark when they go to her house and they meet her dog. So y'all, this house is pretty, it's very much her. The house has a decorating viewpoint.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's pretty. It's very like... cozy Wayfair.
It is Wayfair.
But cozy.
I would say it's a little bit more upscale. I would say it's like West Elm sale rack.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But nothing really too expensive.
I do love
not
West
not the good
Elm.
Stuff from West Elm, though. But no. Not Restoration Hardware, because it's not.
No one can afford Restoration Hardware. You guys, if you have
Don't make yourself feel bad because you can't afford Restoration Hardware.
I can't. But if you have Restoration Hardware and you're listening to this, you should be our top tier on the Gaytreon. You can afford it.
You should be our our Gaytron completely. Yeah, give us money.
You should just send us grocery gift cards.
Just send us cash
in
the mail.
If you could buy some of the Restoration Hardware, you've made it.
Like those beds.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, those beds are amazing.
A Restoration Hardware couch, leather couch. Shut up.
I'll never forget. I was dating this one guy and he bought this.
Oh, is this going to be another story where you fucked up dating a rich guy? Just let me know.
When we were there one time, he was having something delivered. It was a big chest. He's like, I just love the look of it. He was like, yeah, I bought it at Restoration Hardware. It was just like a big treasure chest looking thing that he loved the look of it. Like, no, it's not really reasonable for storage at all. It's like, I just really loved it.
And let me say, they brought it and delivered. It's not like where you had to put it together. And they literally just brought it and set it all up and left.
It was one piece. I was confused too.
I hate you
anyway,
so much.
And we're not together
right
anymore.
Wow.
So,
you know, you can't say I didn't try.
I get into relationships for love, not for money. Jessica really wants to, quote, reignite her passion, which I doubt it's ever been ignited.
It's never,
Mark, ever.
Ever been ignited.
She is gaslighting him more because she's decided she's going to put on the ring now.
You know, because she's like, I might as well get social media followers out of this. That's why, because she was like, she says, you know, when I was with him, something just clicked. And I was like, yeah, the other guy broke up with you. That's what clicked.
That's what clicked. Click.
She was like, click. Literally, it was the phone of like, we done, bitch. Click. And she's
that's
like,
the
oh.
door closing. Click. So she's basically also trying to like needle him. She's like, so what if I really poop and it smells really bad?
Oh, yeah. They talked about
that. And
he's like,
what if it's a double flusher? What if it's like a... And he's like,
You know why she's saying that? She wants him to be
appalled
by her.
That's the thing. And she wants him... And I said, bitch, do you want him in the bathroom when you're taking a shit? Is that what you want?
I don't want that.
Anyway, so the dog... She's got this dog who's named after a football player. I'm not going to remember the dog's name because,
The dog's named after a football player?
Yeah, that was why. Because of bears. We love our bears.
Oh, gosh. Then she gets a glass of wine. Y'all, I'm pretty sure these are those glasses of wine.
They're big.
Where you can pour the whole bottle in, but it looks like a glass of wine. But it's like, it deceives the eye. I think a housewife
was
selling these.
Lots of full glasses of wine. Lots of tall glasses. Yeah. Bulbous glasses.
I kind of worry about her alcohol use.
Yeah. Well, obviously she's just going to medicate.
So she starts drinking a little bit.
Then we get a math lesson.
Oh, you know, I feel like...
The whole thing is 90 Days Theater. Sorry, Love is Blind Theater.
Are we ready for this?
I think we're ready.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Love is Blind Theater. Jake will be playing the role of Jessica, and I'll be playing the role of Mark. Or if you are of Mexican descent like he is, his name would be El Stupido.
I just want to tell him to run. I know this was filmed a while back. I'm certain they're not together. If they are, someone needs to intervene. I guess we'll find out.
If they're still together, then then like his mother touched him. Like
I
something's
know.
Wrong.
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
Yeah. So anyway, so here we go.
Hey babe, I like your place. It's nice.
Thanks.
It's really pretty.
Thanks.
Pretty. Yeah. You look
hey,
nice.
Hey doggy.
Yeah, your dog's
I love you.
Cute. Your
oh
dog's
my God.
Cute.
Anyway, I want you to think about this. What if when you're like 24,
yeah,
and I'm 34,
yeah,
and
it doesn't matter.
I don't know if you've thought about it.
He's love.
Like
so much alike.
When you're like 30, I'll be 40.
Yeah,
let that sink in. Just take a minute.
But okay.
And when you're
if we have
40,
a kid, they'll be. But the kid will be young.
No, when the kid is like 10, I'll be like 98.
But babe, I'll be 88 and I'll be there loving you and like supporting you and like taking care of our child.
I'm 10 years older than you.
But
and when you're 98, I'll be 108.
Babe, no, I'll be there.
I'll just be a floating head.
And you'll be dead. Because you're fucking old.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My doggy's eating some of my wine.
This is the dog's voice.
I love you, Mommy. Please don't be a shitty person to this one, too.
You know, I don't know. And scene. I don't know if that's fully the dog's voice because I'm thinking, I think this dog is drinking because he's like,
I love you, Mommy.
No, I think he's like, fuck you, Mommy. I hate this house. It smells like Glade plugins. I can't smell my own food. And I think this dog is just numb. It's, even when the dog is laying on the bed and she's like got her hand on it, the dog is like, someone please find me.
Yes.
Someone please find me.
Later on, she kind of like freaks out. She's like, well, I just want to be your mom. Again, 10 years age difference.
Well,
no one's going to be your mom within 10 years.
So I understand that women freak out about this. And maybe this is an editing thing that we haven't seen because she says, like, he talks about his mom all the time. Which, women, come at us because I know that's a... We're gay men, so
it's
we love
thing,
our...
But
we're mother's boys, but...
I feel like...
But this is what I was going to say. He brought up his mom in a way of saying, I have a really strong, independent role model as a mother. Therefore, I see you as a strong, independent. I
right.
feel like he was making that of, I see you as a strong, independent person. Where she took it of, oh my God, that's so much pressure to live up to. You're comparing
there
me to her.
There is nothing that.
Which I didn't see that.
No,
did you?
There is nothing that he has said to her that I can remember that is not supportive.
And granted, we haven't seen the editing.
Yeah.
But I think we're probably right.
He's a good guy, y'all. He's a good guy. He's young, but he's a good guy.
He is.
He's twice the person
not
she
stupid.
Is.
Stupid. Do you think he's? I think he's just more naive, right?
Yes, he's naive, but he means well. But he's 24.
Yeah, he's 24,
y'all. And you. This is the thing. When you're 24, you got to grow with someone together. It's really hard to meet someone who's 24, especially when you're a guy and you're already emotionally immature.
Yeah.
That's why this sounds misogynist, but for a 24-year-old to date like a 24-year-old girl to date a 34-year-old man seems
like
a
20
lot
years.
I
mean, really, in emotional.
No, I'm saying to work the opposite way.
Although, yes. Ironically enough, though, it's like Jessica has a life experience, but in a weird it's. Well, Mark doesn't really have a lot of emotional intelligence,
no,
but neither does Jessica.
Neither does she.
So it's like...
But she has a lot more baggage. She's got a lot of baggage.
But I think when Mark is 34, he probably will be a somewhat pretty well-rounded guy.
I agree. I've got baggage. I've got baggage, too.
Oh, God.
More wine and beer!
Oh, Jesus.
Don't sing Lovey Bohem, y'all.
Jessica, if you relate to Jessica any at all, God help you. But also, just so you know, if you relate to any of these things, y'all... You're living in fear because she is the personification of fear in human
form.
And
thinking she's making the wrong decision before she's
going
to do it.
And never being present in the moment and never trusting her gut. If you relate to that, look in the mirror because I'm telling you, you need to work out
and
your fear.
And Barnett is the embodiment of there's an out because he's a guy who's going to, you're going to be a one night stand for him. He's a guy who's going to kind of treat you like crap and at any moment can make you kind of feel the way you're already feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's attracted to him.
Yep. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about, and then we'll talk about the party, but real quick, what happened? I forgot. What happened with Gigi and Damien before the party? Where were they?
They
didn't go to anybody's houses, did they?
Oh, she doesn't, no, she doesn't, we just found out that Gigi doesn't unpack the day of.
Oh, and that's, her house is disgusting as well.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, disgusting.
Yep.
But decorated really nice and beautifully, but shit everywhere.
She's bonkers, y'all, but I love her.
I love her, too. She is bonkers, and I love her. You know what?
I don't think it's going to end well for them
either. That's the same thing. That's all I wrote for them was she doesn't like to unpack. But that's okay. They save it for later. Let's talk about Barnett's birthday party, y'all. Barnett's big
Yeehaw!
Birthday.
Yeehaw!
Woo! I like how they started the party, them all showing up, and then they just literally cut to in 3 seconds.
They got sloshed. Like, because I will tell you, just these people talking to one another and drinking is as dry as toast.
They literally just drunk or Mark talking to... Or drunk, or Amber and Mark talking, drinking.
Yes,
he was. You could tell he's a little perfect.
He's a little drunk in this night too.
And he's saying to Amber, like, I mean, she's perfect. I mean, she's so perfect for me. We're like the same person. I'm like, oh my God.
And then I believe Barnett is talking to Jessica, which is never good, y'all. And even Amber's saying, it's fine. She can do anything she wants.
It's
and you know that, but Amber's got one eye on Jessica the whole time.
Whole time,
because Amber's a killer, y'all.
Amber is a killer. And Jessica basically says she's talking to Barnett, and then she says in the confessional that she says, you know, it's just I looked at this old journal and I realized,
oh God, this is how what I much, wanted to how slam much, her face how much into a wall,
how much many feelings I had for him, y'all. This journal was from last week.
That's an old journal entry.
It's not like she pulled up the cobwebs.
Oh, let me unlock this journal from my youth.
And then,
I was 10 years old.
10 years old. A boy named Barnett. It was a spring day.
He touched my hand. And
no,
I knew.
You were sitting on a couch in a fucking afghan.
With a blanket.
A week ago.
Wine drunk.
Wine drunk. Saying you thought you were in love with this guy.
And a really cute baby voice.
She
people have been losing it over her baby voice.
She really?
Yeah. So he, and even Barnett is saying, she's like, I'm just not there yet. You know?
Barnett is out on this one.
And he's like, well, why don't you say yes then? Why don't you say yes when he proposed?
She was like,
she's like, I don't know.
She's like,
I was just coming off of our breakup.
Literally.
I was just coming up with that night. And she's literally like, it was a weird night. It was a really night. Like emotional night.
And then she starts saying stuff up, like, she starts asking him questions. She's like, so she tries to deflect from her
to Amber
and Mark to talk about Amber and Barnett.
Yeah.
She's like, so
her whole life is you.
Her whole life is you. She's just so like, do you feel like you're emotionally connected? Say no, say no, say no, say no. I don't know if y'all could hear that.
I just want the best for you.
But she has this question like,
I just want the best for you.
Yeah,
come on.
Do you feel like it's physical? I mean, are you sure that that's all? That's not all.
Needle, 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 needle.
I mean, you know, I just think, do you want to revisit that? It was so confusing just a week ago.
And even Amber's like, can hear it. She's like, what is she like? I adore you. And she's like, bless her heart.
Bless, which is the ultimate Southern shade. So good for Amber. This is why I do like it. I'm liking it.
You know,
Amber,
I'm starting to like
more.
Her more.
A bitch that opens a Bud Light in her arm while she watches some basic white girl come
wrote
for her man.
That down
I'm
as
like,
well.
You're my fucking people. You're my fucking people.
She's less competitive now that she's out of the pods.
Cause she's feeling. Like I said, I feel like she knows who she is, and she actually is feeling comfortable with Barnett.
Yeah.
I still worry about Barnett, but Barnett is clearly not into Jessica anymore.
Agreed.
And then, y'all, when you're so drunk and you need to just end a weird conversation, high five. High five.
High five.
So Poodle just high-fiving, y'all, because we're method.
We're
in the moment. So, then she walks immediately to Mark. And what does she say to Mark? What did she say to Mark, Poodle?
Oh, my God, I need a drink.
No, but then she also says, I love you the most.
Yeah, I love you the most. Yeah.
She's a fucking whore. She's a fucking whore.
I don't want to overuse the word whore, because for a lot of people I say are whores that I like them.
You know what? That's
she's
true.
A,
she's not a whore.
She's a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I use that word for very special people.
You're right. She's
Did
not a whore.
Did something just fall out of your computer?
Yeah.
A button?
A
that
button.
Is janky as fuck.
You know what? What are you going
to
do?
Then we're going to move on to Gigi and Damien, y'all. Lauren and Cameron are talking, and he's, you know, Damien has social issues.
Yeah.
He's not exactly the best at reading cues.
He's not.
This really bothers Gigi. Like, you can tell, and Gigi's just like a huge, like, vibrating nerve as far as an empath goes. That's going to be hard for them.
They're both very, very... They're literally right brain, left brain.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a good compliment for each other.
And I think, too, in social situations, Damien doesn't know what to do. And
if it's not sports, he doesn't know how to relate to people. He needs a framework.
And when he's there with her in the pods, he could open up.
Yes.
But like when social situations, she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She's like, and she's like, stop putting Lauren on the spot asking about their relationship. And so she walks away and he's like, what'd you walk away for? That's like, true. I didn't like it when you were talking that way to her.
And then he tries to talk back to her and Gigi just gets said, you're not letting me speak. You're not letting me speak.
Y'all, again, she's the kind who would stab him in a fight.
Y'all.
She wouldn't murder him Amber. Because Amber would murder someone.
Amber would murder someone.
She would stab someone, though. Gigi would stab someone.
But and then Damien calls and he's like, he starts going in. They start fighting about that, but then they start going to deeper stuff of like, you're the kind that self-sabotages. Yep. You always do this shit.
Which is true. And she's like, there was a great, so she's freaking out. In the corner, Jessica's trying to watch, but she also wants to eat a chicken leg.
Jake rewound that like twice just to watch Jessica eating that chicken leg.
She's looking like, to the side. She's like,
she's kind of chewed on it like Mr. Ed. Like,
but she also wants to watch desperately.
She wants to watch.
Yeah, that I would like that to be my screensaver.
And Lauren is like, Cameron, we out. Let's go fuck.
Let's go fuck.
These people are weird.
Give me that big D.
She sent a text to Kitty and Kelly. She was like, you bitches missed a lot, but good call.
Good call.
Good call.
There was a great song at the end of their fight. And it was like, play me like a fool. You tell me you don't want me no more. Play me like a fool.
Play me like a fool.
Play me like a fool. And that, strangely enough, was by country star Vicky Skaggs.
Oh, Vicky. I love Vicky. Ricky's sister.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know about her.
That's what he says, but it's actually, I don't know if you guys know this, Ricky Skaggs has transitioned.
Oh!
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, Vicky Skaggs now. But he says she's his sister. It's just easier that way. Just
love Ricky Skaggs.
And they're never in the same place, though.
Oh. Loved Ricky Skaggs. Great singer.
I support him.
I support them.
Sorry.
I support them
her.
Too, wherever they are.
Or whatever they want to be called.
Vicky Skaggs.
Vicky Skaggs.
Skaggs, is that's a country name. So there's not really much more that happens except for drunk Jessica gets into bed. Mark says, he doesn't even mean it, but this stupid comment of like
I love Gigi. She's my girl.
She's a girl. And he meant it like, well, no, she's a close second to you. Meaning that like,
What the fuck do you mean?
I actually feel like Mark means this is like, Mark is a nice guy and doesn't want to denigrate any women. So he's like, she's great, but she's not you.
She's not you. What the fuck do you mean?
And the dog's just
like
going,
harpy scream.
The dog's help me.
Please don't.
Help me.
No, please don't do this to me no more.
She always shows up late, and that's disrespectful.
The dog's Dr. Phil all of a sudden, y'all.
Dr. Phil all of a sudden.
And please. I'm just going to lay here and look at the camera. And man, maybe a grip will pit me on the head because she's passed out.
We finally found the dog voice.
She's kind of talking like this. I hate her. I know so much more about people than she does. I just sniff butts.
Is there an empty wine glass around I can lick?
Please.
I need to sell soon.
You know what? Just break it. I'll eat the glass. I gotta end this shit.
And then
that dog voice is gonna get me through this.
It's true. And then she finishes off with saying, Barnett, he's just so fucking sexy.
Oh, Barnett's so fucking sexy and hot.
And then
and he's like, oh, that was the first time I saw Marco. All right. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up. And then he goes and sleeps on the couch.
And she goes, babe. Babe. Babe.
Babe. I think that's our first Jessica chandelier scream.
Babe.
Oh.
Babe.
Babe. And the dog's just going, it's more like this.
He's not coming back. Help.
Babe.
Help.
Babe.
Someone call the SPCA.
the show. That's the
all
episode.
I do is drink wine, y'all. All I do. I don't even get food.
She keeps giving me a Cabernet when I really like rosé.
All right, y'all.
That dog's name is Muffin.
That dog's name is Muffin.
I'm saying that now.
We are done with that episode, y'all. Wow. Thank y'all so much for popping into our Patreon. We've had a lot of you respond so much. We appreciate it.
I love a good pop-in.
Be sure to check out the rest of the episodes. We're going to have the rest of the episodes, and then we're going to be...
About our temperature gauge.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to talk about this now. Just so y'all know, the way this is going to work is tomorrow on Wednesday, I'm going to set up the live feed on Crowdcast. You should get an invite.
And I'm going to watch.
You should get it. Yeah. You should get an invite that says, like, hey, at 5:00, this will start in, like, 2 days.
Yep. And it's easy, y'all, because I could do it.
So, yeah.
I could look at
you
it.
You just click on it. Some of you can download the Crowdcast app, but I actually don't think you
don't
have
to.
I don't think you have to do that. So, that's what they're telling us. So
I don't have it, and we could see it on my computer.
You know what? Crowdcast actually has a training on Thursday, and I'm like,
oh,
I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
So, if you get a message from me on Thursday now that says, just kidding, do this. Bear with it. So, moral
this is
of the
first
story,
time we've ever done this, y'all. We're doing our best.
Y'all should be checking our social media and your email frequently about this because it could be fucked
up. If you're not in the Sissy Squad, check your email.
Check your email. And we've got, if you're not in the Facebook group, we are working on other ways for you to be a part of this community.
Yes, that's
as well.
True. You guys who are saying, I'm not on Facebook, which happens. I understand.
We're trying.
That.
We're thinking of some solutions.
We're trying to come up with solutions right now.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's take some temperature checks on these people. I'm going to go first, if they don't mind,
yes.
Just because inspiration hit me. For Cameron and Lauren, I don't even care where they are at. If a man tells me he wants to give me his house and have, when he said, I want to have babies with you, I'm like, stick it in. He is like, we are burning up. This is like Billy Joel. We didn't start the fire. 120
yeah.
degrees.
They're on Venus for me.
Yeah,
they're on the surface
like,
of Venus.
Woo!
I'm just a molten like tissue. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm melting for them.
Melting for them.
Again, I will be devastated if they break up. Mark and Jessica. We're still on the ice planet of Hoth, y'all. Where's that Saint Bernard with the wine?
I'm so thirsty. Where is Cletus? Cletus, where are you in the... A voice cries out in the wilderness.
That is a really obscure Advent carol. Anyway, y'all, they're desiccated and frozen.
They're frozen when their heart's not broken.
Frozen when their heart's not open.
Kitty and Kelly.
Who?
You know what they are? They are warm rolls from Cracker Barrel.
Not that good. But they're not warm. They're just rolls.
They're just rolls. You know what?
Because
you're
going to eat them.
It's not Cracker Barrel.
You're going to eat them because they're there.
Like, it's not Pumpernickel from Outback Steakhouse.
No.
Oh, I love Pumpernickel.
Y'all, you're going to eat the rolls because they're there.
It's definitely not Cheddar Biscuits.
Yeah. No.
They're like rolls from TGI Friday.
Yeah, you can pick or leave them.
They're good. You're going to like them with some
they're
butter.
They're not hot, though.
They're not hot.
They're there.
They're there.
That's the best thing about them.
Gigi and Damien.
They're Bonnie and Clyde because someone's going to get murdered.
Actually, they're the real version of Bonnie and Clyde. So I actually feel like if you're on Venus, they're actually just as hot, but in a different way. I feel like they're like on Mars. This is
Mars is not hot. Mars is very cold.
It is?
Yes, because they're past Earth.
Oh.
Remind me to buy you a map of the solar system.
Mars is cold.
Anywho.
They're Mercury.
Okay.
Mercury's
I think
hot.
It's pretty inhospitable. It's all right.
Hey, Siri, how hot is the planet Mercury?
Just a moment.
Is it going to tell you?
The average temperature on Mercury is about 354 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's very hot.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Look at that.
That'd burn off your skin. So, what about Barnett and Amber?
Oh, They're like, they're cooling down, I think, a little bit.
A little bit. They're still at the time where you watch where they're that kind of temperature where that girl gets a knife and does knife play when they have sex. And it's kind of like she's twirling around and the guy's like, I'm not sure I want to do this. Yeah, Amber's the girl who would have knife play, y'all.
Because nothing makes a frat guy lose his boner than talking about student loans, because frat guys never want to talk about their student loan debt.
That's the truth.
Ever.
That's the truth.
Ever. So, yeah, I feel like that they're a good like 67 degrees.
I agree. A good something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like
that. That's about it for that for us, y'all, guys.
And that's it. That's the show. I think we got everything. Oh, and I think, I mean, straight people be crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, is there anything more crazy? I frantically Googled after this, does wine hurt dogs?
Everyone was doing
Everyone, I really feel like that's just the straight people be crazy, because
white people do get really scared about wine hurting dogs.
Because gay people would never share alcohol with an animal. Because we won't even share alcohol with one another.
I get really upset if an animal drinks my alcohol.
Jake acts like an animal. If someone tries to drink, it's like...
I know. If someone gets my bottle of Stoli... Yeah.
That's poodle.
Yeah.
Anyway, y'all, that's the page.
That's the show.
The Gatreon.
That's the Gatreon
Thank
for today.
Thank you so much. We're gonna sign off right now, but don't worry. We're going right to watch another
Episode
one, and we'll be back.
Episode 7 is back soon. Bye.
And remember, if you're a lonely heart looking for love, because we all are just lonely hearts, you might want to think about that.
And y'all, and if you're in a terrible mass-produced apartment complex's rec room and playing beer pong...
Call us.
Call us.